Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Your chance to win is coming soon. So don't blow it like a balloon. Beat the bank.
Nice.
He's still rattled from yesterday.
Yeah, I know. That's a good one. Yeah, we're not playing Beat the Bank right now, but this is your official notification that Beat the Bank is coming back. The winning starts Monday, September 12th. But we're going to change it up a little bit this time.
Okay. How so?
We need you to go sign up at KidNation.com.
Oh, you can sign up for it now.
Yeah, this time you're going to sign up. Okay. Then we need you to listen, Kid Nation. Weekdays at 6:50 and 7:50 Central, because we do play twice a day, to hear your name. We're going to call out three names each morning. The first one to call back, you get a shot to play up for $1,000.
Whoa!
Again, sign up at KidNation.com. That's KIDDNation.com. The winning starts Monday, September 12th, along with all of Big Al's raps.
Now, just in case you're a new listener, you don't know what Beat the Bank is. It's a game that we play, and there's a banker that rattles out these dollar amounts.
Yeah.
And it can go up to $1,000.
Not every time, though.
But if you hear that door close before you say stop as the contestant, then you do not win anything. But if you say stop before the doors close, then you win the last dollar amount that the banker hollered out.
Exactly.
All right.
How long are you willing to hold out? Woo. You have nerves of steel, or you just want to take the easy money? It's all up to you. September 12th. We'll get going with that. I think it's fair to say that wedding season is officially over. Would you say that?
Over? No. No.
It's not?
No. I have at least three more coming up.
You do?
In the next 2 months.
Yeah, fall's a big time.
Some people don't do them in the summer because it's too hot.
Right.
Too hot. They defer to the fall.
Yeah, I guess it's over for me because I don't have a wedding until next March.
Okay.
But I guess they're still going strong for fall.
Yeah. I've had so many this year, and I've got three for sure coming up.
Okay, so Elena, Elena, our phone screener's in the room.
Well, I was just thinking about it. Jenna just went to a wedding. I've just made some final plans. My best friend is getting married in Mexico November 5th. And so just kind of finalizing some of the traveling plans for that and all. And I just started thinking back on all the weddings that I've been to and upcoming and hearing my friends who are in the middle of planning kind of complain. And I'm like, people don't know how to wedding.
How to
wedding?
Do
you even wedding, bro?
Do you even wedding?
Yeah.
So this inspired me to compile a list of do's and don'ts of weddings.
Okay.
So I'm here to learn you something.
To be a good guest or if you're planning one?
No, I have no tips on how to plan a wedding. Don't come for me.
Get a planner for that.
I can't help you there.
Elena's about being a good guest.
This is about how to attend a wedding properly.
Wedding etiquette from Elena.
Just some guest etiquette that everyone should have in their pocket.
Okay. And you have quite a bit of skins on the wall with this because you've gone to a lot of weddings.
I am a professional wedding goer.
There you go.
Okay, so we're going to chat invitation and RSVP stuff first.
Okay.
People don't understand that if the invitation is addressed just to you, you don't get a plus one.
That's right.
Oh.
So if the envelope has your name plus guest, you get a guest.
Oh.
If it doesn't, you
don't
do not.
Don't bring anybody.
If it says and family, you can bring your family.
The kids and stuff.
See, and I'm of the opinion that as the bride or groom, you don't invite someone unless they get a plus one. There's nothing worse than having to go to a wedding by yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's rude to not include a plus one.
Yeah,
but you can't afford for everybody to be there with a plus one.
And you need to cut your list.
Bring the food menu down, whatever you're doing.
Right,
everybody should be allowed to bring a guest.
So you're on the plus one party.
I am on the plus one party. Okay. I don't think it's polite to not
let
everyone
bring a
plus one.
I'm not mad about it, depending on the situation. One of the weddings I have coming up, I will know no one there.
Exactly. Mm.
So I want a plus one. But for a friend's wedding I had last year around this time.
I think there should be a blanket. Everyone is allowed to bring a plus
one. All my college friends, I'm completely comfortable. So I think maybe depending on the situation, if you're a bride and you know, oh, it's a big college wedding.
Well, you invite them to bring a plus one, but you don't have to.
Yeah, sure.
Well, what about this?
Bring a plus one and I was given one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's polite because it's awkward to have to show up if you don't know anyone.
If you don't know anyone, it can be.
And I just think it's rude.
The plus one just comes into play if we're talking about dinner, right? If we're talking about just a church part.
Right.
Can't you just take somebody to the church part and then?
Well, even if it's just a cake and punch, you need to know how much cake.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, so it is nice.
I understand with the dinner because you got to know how many people to buy dinner for up front, and it's like $40 a plate.
Well, change your menu if you can't. If everybody can't have a plus one, change your guest list. I just think that's my own Kelly Raspberry opinion.
Or have it somewhere affordable. Like,
well, a wedding I went to this June, even the church part, it was in an outdoor ceremony, and there were chairs lined up, and there were actually still a couple people standing in the back. So even something like that runs the risk of taking up a seat of somebody that RSVP'd, and you show up with a date.
Okay.
RSVP, period. You need to RSVP and let them know if you're coming.
Yeah, don't just show up.
So some RSVP cards have the write-in section where you can write in how many guests you can bring. That means you have a plus one. Don't bring like seven friends. That's I feel like you shouldn't have to.
Oh, you can't bring that, the you can't bring the squad.
Don't bring your squad.
Okay.
Do people do that? See, this some people you move away from this the older you start to get. Yeah. This is right out of college.
I have seen some things in the last year or two at weddings that I'm like, you would think that someone wouldn't have to tell you not to do that, and they do it. I've been shocked at some stuff.
Like what?
Like that. Bringing five people. Yeah. Bringing like your grandma and then.
Free drinks. Hey, man, going to his wedding, got free drinks. Come on.
And then, like Kelly mentioned, you have to RSVP. I think you don't think about it as a guest, especially if you've never planned a wedding. But that is so imperative for the bride to know when she's planning the reception and planning a menu and how many plates they need to order and the seating arrangements, stuff like that's really important.
Okay.
Waiting to the last minute is rude. The other thing that I've seen lately, and Kelly already mentioned her opinion on this, but if you don't get a plus one, it's almost never okay to call the bride in the middle of planning and be like, is it okay if I just bring
decline.
A friend?
Yeah.
Just decline. And that's my next point. You don't have to go. If you can't bring your kids and you don't want to leave them at home, can't afford a babysitter, if you don't want to go to a wedding and you don't have a plus one,
just don't go.
Right.
RSVP that you're not going to go.
Send them a gift.
Yeah. The last thing you should probably do if you're going to a wedding is bug the bride.
Yeah. She's got so much going on. They don't need the extra. And then that's such an awkward conversation. How is she going to be like, well, I really can't afford another $60 plate.
Yeah.
But I can't say no to you. So I think maybe there are some situations that fall in the exception of that. If you're really, really close to the bride, you got into a serious relationship in that time.
No.
But I still would lean toward don't call the bride.
Don't bother her.
And ask if you can bring someone.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, moving on to the gift section.
Yes. Gifts.
If you went to the bridal shower and you brought a gift, you don't have to bring a gift to the wedding.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you can't make the wedding, according to etiquette, you don't have to send a gift. I think you should. Maybe, again, with the exception of if you feel like you just got invited because they were being polite and it's like a coworker, like a long-lost relative.
Maybe.
But if it's a friend, send a gift. Yeah. And you have up to a year to send it, but I think you should send it within the month.
Oh, you have a year to send
them before their first anniversary.
I've also had a lot of girlfriends, if you have to travel far for the wedding, long distance, a lot of them have said, if you're coming to the wedding and spending all the money, we don't need a gift.
Right.
I haven't been able to make it, I send a gift.
Agreed.
Plus, they probably don't want to travel back with, you know, if it's a destination wedding, they don't want to travel back with a bunch of gifts.
No, you don't do it like that.
You don't do it
that way. You send it to their house. Most people are understanding if you just send.
How am I going to get this blender on the plane?
See, that would be my thing. I'd be so scared. I'd be like, I got to bring a blender.
You don't bring it to the wedding.
I'm going to have to find China down to Mexico.
But most brides are understanding that if you're spending a lot of money to attend their wedding, don't spend another $200 on.
Well, you say most brides.
Yeah, but not all brides.
That was the exception.
Yeah.
And then there's the registry.
Uh-huh.
So what people don't understand about registries is a lot of times brides will register for a ton of stuff because once the wedding is over, everything that they didn't receive from their registry, they get a discount off of. So you might see something really expensive or lavish on the registry and be like, why is that on there? I can't afford that. I'm not going to buy that for them. They probably put it on there knowing that and knowing that they're also going to get 20% off when the wedding's
over.
Well,
they also put it on there because some people like to do a group gift.
Sure.
And so you need a higher dollar amount. And then you range everything from super stupid cheap to really expensive because you want to have a variety on there.
Right.
for people to choose from. Man, isn't that like the most egotistical thing? It's just like, I expect all these things.
Oh, yeah.
But it's fun. I would not deny any girl the right to get out there with that radar gun and shoot those things. It is so fun. You get you start registering for crap you never thought you wanted. Just because it's fun.
Yeah. Even the guys like to do it. I like,
you know what's fun
like
to register for? Great ideas I've seen before is like games.
Because
a lot of people can't, you know, especially for like college kids and stuff, you can register for Sorry and, you know, Connect Four and stuff like that so you can have game nights.
Yeah.
It's cheap and inexpensive, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's
apples to apples.
Yeah, I mean, why not? It's fun stuff like that.
So a lot of people want to know if they should follow the registry or not. It's always safe to do that. It's kind of annoying if you It's annoying if you get a gift that's not on the registry that you're like, this doesn't go with my house. I don't like this. Now I have to return it. My go-to gift if I don't get a registry gift is it kind of is a little bit out there, but I'll go get a picture frame that's like standard and beautiful and nice, nothing crazy, and put a gift card to like Target or Bed Bath & Beyond or somewhere that's useful for them inside.
Oh, that's a good one.
With a card. So it's like I didn't just write a check, which might seem impersonal, but believe me, everybody loves money. But I put a little thought into it, but they can still go get whatever they want with
that's
it.
Cool.
And I'll take it to bridal showers and I won't even wrap it. I'll just set it up as the picture frame. So it's kind of like my one go-to if I can't afford something expensive on the registry.
I have a buddy whose trick is to go on the wedding registry before everybody else does. Like he hops on it early because he wants to buy the cheapest thing. So he could buy like a spoon. And then have
just
it
one spoon.
Yeah, just one spoon. And then he doesn't have to spend that much money on the gift.
Okay, that makes sense.
But the earlier you hop on, the more gifts that you could choose from to buy.
Now, usually at a wedding, girls get kind of emotional or I don't say vulnerable, but emotionally start thinking about their where they are in life and all that. How do we know as guys what our likelihood is to hook up with a girl that's at a wedding and feeling kind of vulnerable like that?
Well, I would say if there's an open bar, your chances are higher.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And maybe find the one that's crying.
There you go.
And just go ahead and bring her another vodka soda.
I thought we were supposed to stay away from the crying ones because they get clingy.
Well, you want them clingy, but then don't give them your phone number. I don't know.
Just thought I'd ask.
Why are you asking, Al?
Things I need to know. Nothing.
Yeah, you do not need to know this.
Things guys need to know.
Okay.
Because we always wonder, if we're at a wedding, we're like, oh, she's crying. She's kind of hot. Okay, let's see what's up.
Okay, so last couple things is the dress code.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Again, you would think I wouldn't have to tell people this. Don't wear white. Don't wear something that's kind of close to white. Don't wear cream. Don't wear super light pink. Don't. Just don't.
Unless the bride asks you to. There are weddings where they ask guests to wear black or white.
Right.
If they ask you that, do that.
Yeah. I've seen a whiteout wedding. That's really beautiful.
My girlfriend did that, and one lone turkey showed up in like this plaid multicolor shirt. And you'd think the bride wouldn't notice something like that on her big day. That ruined
the day.
Part of the reception for her when she looked over and saw this guy. Because she, you have this vision as a bride.
Yeah.
You know what you want. Here's this turkey. Who doesn't have a white shirt?
A turkey.
A turkey.
Yeah, well, don't invite turkeys.
If you're a turkey with a white shirt, give us a call.
So stick to the theme. It'll make the bride happy.
Okay.
The last tip.
And also my tip is don't wear a big, loud animal print.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing too
loud. Don't do anything that's going to take away from the bride. That's the end game.
Yeah.
My last tip would be look up the wedding venue. There's been a couple times I've even gotten myself in trouble for this, thinking it's just at a normal indoor place and part of the reception was outside and it was like full on gravel and I'm wearing stilettos or there's sections that are outdoor a little bit more casual and you kind of get yourself in a thing where you fall or like, I don't know
to
a friend.
That's why you fell. That's why you fell.
Nothing to do with that open bar.
No, it's not the open bar.
It's the stilettos and the gravel. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
I fell over. I'm sure if Kid Craddock was here, he would tell you not to leave him, your friend alone, if they have a broken foot.
Yeah.
Out in the rain.
Yes.
Well, that was you two that went to a wedding with him, right? And he left because he had the bad foot because Kelly told him to go to the doctor that messed it up.
Yeah.
And then he fell in the mud in his tuxedo.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
Everybody remembers it. It's a good one. Elena, can we post those at kidnation.com, your wedding etiquette?
We absolutely can do that.
All right, we'll have that up for you
shortly. I'm so helpful.
Shortly. And if you want to be the winner for our ultimate lunchbox, win $400 and some tasty cake.
Yeah.
We have them in the lunchbox, actually. They look delicious.
I had one. It was delicious.
I had one. We have one little one left if you want to try it.
I do want to try it. I will have that. All right, well, we have one for you coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
All right, the kids are back to school, and the last thing you want to hear as a parent is, Mom, Dad, you forgot to buy me this.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got you. Yeah. We got the ultimate lunchbox for you. If you call us up right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 23, and you'll win instantly, and we'll hook you up with $400 so you could buy those things that you forgot to buy.
That is the ultimate lunchbox.
We always forget, and we got some tasty cakes in there for you.
Oh, yeah.
We tried them out for you to make sure they tasted good. Turns out they do taste delicious.
They're perfectly portioned, too.
They are.
Tasty cake.
I don't feel as guilty eating these because they're small.
Just a little bite.
Just a little bite. Maybe three.
Yeah.
Because there's three of them in the pack.
You can save. You can have one bite now and save other bites for later.
Exactly. All right. We'll wait for call number 23. Jenna, you just got back from your wedding.
I did. Yes. I had to miss work because this is one of my best girlfriends. We realized on Friday night when I got out to Seattle that we have known each other for over 11 years. Time goes by pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I didn't know going into this wedding, this girlfriend of mine, she's in a band, so she's very cool. She's hipster, very cool. So I knew that she would have cool friends.
What's the name of the band again?
And be Rah Rah Riot.
Rah Rah Riot. Yeah, they were on The Late Show or something,
And then Modest Mouse, if you've heard of that band, she's marrying a guy that's in Modest Mouse. So I knew that it would be a lot of band people and artsy people, and he's from Seattle.
Whoa.
So I had the best time because my friend Becca and I always used to say when we met, we were the same type. We don't want a wedding. And it kind of changed my thinking that I've always thought I don't want a wedding because of all the weddings I've been to. They can be stuffy, expensive. You never see the bride when she's your best friend.
Right.
And it just, my perspective has totally changed from the way she did this wedding. I have never in my life encountered a girl who was the bride more chill about everything the whole weekend. Whether anything went wrong or not, we forgot to put her veil on.
She was cool with it?
Didn't have a bachelorette party, didn't have a bridal shower, didn't have bridesmaids, no bridal party. So, I mean, I was part of it with her two sisters and her best childhood friend. And we went over there early to get ready together like bridesmaids would. But yeah, no bridesmaid. It was at a private residence.
How many people you think?
Well, I know exactly how many people based on how many of something they had. It actually was kind of big, but this is hilarious, you guys. They're both Jewish, and I was thrilled because you know I love the Jews. I was so excited to go to a traditional Jewish wedding, and I thought it might be Jewish light, but they had a rabbi do the ceremony, and it was mostly in Hebrew. It was very quick, but Becca was so cool because it was at a house, so we had cocktail hour before the ceremony, and she's down there in her dress.
Before the wedding?
Yeah, so there's no grand reveal walking down the aisle.
The groom's down there, too?
Outside. Oh, yeah, groom's down there. Yeah, so
bad
funny.
Luck, man. Oh,
no,
makes
he,
me nervous.
He popped in when we were getting ready. He was so cute, and he goes, first glance, last chance. And no one even screamed at him to get out of there. Everything was so relaxed. But this is where it gets great, because her family's all from New Jersey, right? And, you know, her parents were kind of serious the few times I've met them. So this is why this little detail was quite unexpected. So the cocktail hour open bar, we get up there, they have laid out, keep in mind this is Seattle, Washington, and what's legal in this state. There were 170 marijuana vape pens laying out at the bar so everyone could take one if they wanted.
What? Even and like I, mom and dad?
Oh yeah.
And grandma?
So not their yes.
Oh my God.
And I think the rabbi might have had one himself.
Very progressive.
Because the ceremony was hilarious. The rabbi has known the groom since he was a child in Hebrew school. And I had asked them, I guess, in meetings before. I don't know how Jewish tradition works, but, you know, they have to do their, you know, therapy or meeting before they, you know, before they get married. And he had asked them to write the things down that they love the most about each other. But apparently Becca was on tour and didn't do it.
Oh.
And so the rabbi
probably said he knows.
The rabbi goes, you guys get along so great. We know you love each other. And then some Hebrew. And he's talking really slowly. And we're all cracking up because we were like, is the rabbi stone? This is so funny. Everyone's laughing so hard. And he goes, and you guys, your notes about each other were really sweet. Very short. You love cooking together. And that was it. That was like the only thing that her husband
the munchies,
had submitted.
You know?
Anyway, it was just...
Because I'm high!
It was just the chillest, coolest wedding. She was drinking red wine in her wedding dress before the ceremony. I was like, are you sure you want to be doing this? You want me to hold your drink? She couldn't have been cooler. She couldn't have been cooler about it. It was so easy, so easy, so fun, so relaxed.
And it changed your mind on weddings.
Yes, because she didn't even have a wedding planner. She had a coordinator. A couple things went wrong, and I heard her say, oh, I don't really like the flowers like this. But then she just like brushed it off. She was just so chill and cool about the whole thing. It was awesome.
Yeah, you could tell she's going to be a great wife.
It was
awesome. She's not going to freak out on him over little
things. We got a lot of quality time together the whole weekend. Yeah, and I thought maybe I wouldn't see her. I'd be out there alone.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was just the best. It was just the best weekend. It was so relaxed.
Any single Jewish guys for you, Jenna? Because I know you want to meet a Jewish guy.
So there was only going to be one single guy, and he eloped a week before her wedding. So that wouldn't have been a single guy, I think. That was my type anyway.
He eloped?
Yeah. Didn't bring her. I mean, he didn't have a plus one. So yeah, 170 people, and grandma's dancing all night. Not many little kids, which was great.
I can't believe.
Was it like a concert? Like, did you just smell the aroma?
No, because the pins don't smell.
Oh, well, I guess you're right. Yeah.
No, they're disposable and healthier. I don't know. It was a very cool Seattle wedding. No, it wasn't like clouds of smoke and like a concert everywhere.
Right. Reception, just Cheetos and stuff.
No healthy food. There's quinoa.
Quinoa?
Yeah, quinoa. It was like the healthiest wedding food. They ordered pizza after for everyone.
Everybody
puts on a front.
Honestly, then, I was still really hungry.
And then the vape pens hit. Pizza.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it was awesome.
Good. I'm glad you had fun.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Kelly, would you have left if you saw the vape pens?
I wouldn't have left.
Sat in the corner.
It was very classy.
Right.
It was very classy. Not everyone was. Yeah. There was no smoke with them either.
Different up there in the Northwest.
Yes.
Let's go to the phone lines here. We're looking for caller number 23 for the ultimate lunchbox.
All right.
Shauna, congratulations. You just won yourself that precious Kid Craddock Morning Show lunchbox.
So cute.
Thank you.
So you're welcome.
Do you have a little one?
Yes, she is in kindergarten.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, this lunchbox is really cool. We just figured out there's like a chalkboard inside of it, so you could write her cute little notes.
Aww.
And what else did she win, Big Al Mac?
Well, she has a gift card in that bad boy, a $400 Visa gift card for school shopping, just in case you forgot anything. And Tasty Cakes, delicious mini cupcakes and brownies.
Shout
out to you. She's going to love that every day.
All right. And they are perfectly portioned desserts, ideal size for students' lunchbox. All right, we're going to be doing this all this week. Just listen for the cue to call in and win.
Yeah, right? We're changing it up every day.
Thank you, Tasty Cakes.
Thank you, Shauna.
Thank you, Kid Craddock.
Thanks.
Aww.
Thanks, Kid Craddock. Thanks. Hold on for us. Kindergarten. My kids start kindergarten next year.
Really?
My son does. So I'm sure my wife is going to be crying
just
mess.
Pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like she was just pregnant.
I didn't cry.
You didn't cry, Kelly?
I think I was so mad at kid.
Oh, yeah, because we were on the radio.
I was more angry than anything.
Because you had to do it all on the
air. It was my daughter's very first day of school, and I have not asked off for another first day, I? She started first, second, third, fourth, fourth. And I've not been there, but I wanted to be there for her first day.
You didn't really even have it off because weren't you here and then
he
you
made
left?
Me?
You came
no,
in?
No, I didn't come
oh,
in.
Oh, you didn't come in? Okay.
He sent the engineer to my house.
That's what
he was there before everybody got up to set up the equipment.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I had to do the show from my home.
I'd be great to you, Rob Chickering.
Yeah.
And then, just to stick it to me, because I'm going to just give a little secret about kid. He was a little passive aggressive.
Slightly.
And just because he was going to show me it wasn't worth taking off. I'm driving my daughter to school, and he spends the whole break talking about a tornado that had happened a year before. So as I'm driving the 10 minutes to school listening, and I finally get to school, I'm like, I'm here now. I can't talk to you. I had no permission to be there on campus or anything. He's like, no, you're going to talk to me now. So I'm like apologizing to all the other parents. There's cameras everywhere. The principal's there. It was a nightmare. My daughter's got her head buried in my butt. My ex-husband's standing there furious because I'm making a mockery of our daughter's first day of school.
Yeah.
It was a disaster. I never asked for another day off.
No, you have not. You're like, oh, Kelly.
So listen tomorrow as we give away another Kid Craddock Ultimate Lunchbox.
Yes. We got you tomorrow. So Coldplay.
I loved him. I don't want y'all to think I didn't love him. But that man made me mad a lot.
I know.
I'm just going to say that.
You guys were a married couple on the radio. Coldplay was in town over the weekend.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
And we got hit up, and they're like, hey, would you like to go interview Chris Martin?
Yes.
Are you asking me to talk to one of the most famous men in the world, one of the greatest songwriters of our generation? Of course. And then I got nervous, because it's Chris Martin, and he takes his art very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched interviews with him, and he's a serious guy. He will joke around. I didn't know what I was going to walk into.
What to expect.
With Chris Martin, and I think I may have ruined the interview from the beginning.
No!
Based on what I decided to do to loosen things up. I'm sorry, Jenna. I didn't ruin it for him or our relationship with him, but I ruined it for just an interview. You get to hear this sit down with Chris Martin, and you get to tell me if I screwed up.
Mm.
Next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Coldplay selling out stadiums now. They put on one of the best concerts I've ever seen. It's interactive. You walk in, they give you like a bracelet that you wear, and it lights up during the show. And
really?
Like, they put on a great show. Chris Martin is one of the most energetic performers out there. And we had a chance to interview them.
Mm-hmm.
We would have sent, Jenna's a huge Coldplay fan, so you would have probably ended up doing this interview.
Ugh.
But you were at the wedding.
Weddings.
Weddings, people's happiness.
Oh, man.
So I stepped in to go talk to Chris.
Okay.
I was nervous. I don't tend to get nervous for celebrity interviews, but this one made me nervous just because this guy, he's a big hitter in the music industry. Like, he's big time.
The longer a celebrity's been around, the more they...
Yeah.
The more interviews they've done, and then you feel like you need to know everything about them.
Right. Exactly. And the longer they've been around and the more, you know, skins they have on the wall, the tougher the interviews get because they're very protective over these artists. So they give you the whole long list of you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that, do this, do that.
What could you not talk about?
You know, his personal. Ex, personal
yeah.
stuff,
yeah.
but his dating life, stuff like that they don't want you to get super personal. Okay. They want to talk more about the music. They're super artsy guys. And I'm sitting in this room.
Talking about music is so boring.
I know.
They have to understand that as well.
Our listening audience, Kid Nation, wants to know more about their day-to-day things. You know, like, what's it like to be Chris Martin? That's what I want to know about. Like,
yeah,
we know
sure.
about your music. We know your music's great. We know your writing's awesome.
Yeah.
But we do want to know what you're like outside of this world.
I got you.
And I was nervous, especially because the girl was telling me, Johnny's going to come in as well. And Johnny's a guitar player. So it's Chris and Johnny. And she was like, you need to pay equal attention to Johnny.
I know. That's bad. It's bad when...
Totally
one,
get it.
Yeah.
Totally get
there
it.
And you're talking, yeah, to
yeah.
the dude.
I had prepped for Chris. Johnny's coming in. I'm like, okay, I'll make this work somehow. And she goes, but they're super cool guys. They're British, so they got a great sense of humor.
Well, if you ask Chris all the questions and then say, what about you, Johnny?
What about you, Johnny? Yeah, right. Like, we've done that before. And I'm like, so I'm like, but she sent me up. She's like, oh, they're energetic. They like to have fun. I'm like, okay, cool. So as soon as Chris and Johnny walk in from Coldplay,
yeah.
I want to bring the energy up because we're about to do an interview. So I do the, hey, what's up, guys? And I stand up, and I'm overly enthusiastic
yeah.
guy, you know, because I want to show them, I
yes.
got energy. How about you?
I got energy. Yes, I do.
Yeah, and so I run over them, and I'm, like, going in for the bro hug, and Chris sticks his hand out, and he goes, what's up, mate? Super chill.
Oh.
He's a chill guy. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
This is not going to be an energetic interview.
Okay.
I got it. This is fine. We sat down on the couch. He talked about my tattoos for a second, made small talk, and then we got to the interview. Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to see you guys. I saw a little bit of the venue, and I can only imagine what it looks like with the lights off. Is it better to do a venue this big, or do you like the smaller, like the amphitheaters?
Well, the truth is, we're very grateful for anyone that shows up in whatever numbers. I think what we're doing right now, we really like doing with loads of people. You know, a couple of years ago, we did a very short, not even a tour, we did about 10 or 12 shows in tiny theaters.
Right.
For an album called Ghost Stories, and that felt right. But at the moment, we just kind of want to meet as many people as possible in one go, and everything we're doing is sort of designed for that amount of people, and it's really fun.
I mean, if you look back at where you guys came from, back in the days when you guys were, was it the Pectorals?
Yeah, we were never actually the Pectorals. That was more of a joke band that we made up
for
a week. We had a guy we lived with. We sort of wrote a couple of songs for this guy who we lived with who was very handsome and very ripped.
He had nice pecs.
And somehow that ended up on Wikipedia and
oh, that was Was that your doing, Johnny? Did you throw that out there? Do you guys ever go on Wikipedia and like look at what people write on your stuff?
No.
You don't? Okay, because I want to ask you something that I saw, Chris.
Sure.
Either your grandfather or great-grandfather was the person who brought us daylight savings time.
That's my great-great-grandfather.
So he did?
Yeah.
So it's like a love-hate because you love it when you gain the hour, but I hate it when I lose it.
Well, I think...
I think it has more to do with crop rotations.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
That nature.
I was trying to joke around with him.
But he takes this very seriously.
He really does. And you can tell Chris is very thoughtful and thinks through what he's going to say based on the way he speaks. He doesn't want to say the wrong thing ever. So he's very slow and particular about what he's about to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, once a year, everyone loves him. Once a year, everyone doesn't. And I think that prepared me genetically for being in a band.
Really?
Sometimes people love you and sometimes they don't. You gotta roll with it.
There you go.
Do you guys have a go-to joke? I like to ask this. So this is where it goes wrong, guys. Because I decided, okay, this is very serious right now. Al just did a comedy stand-up. You were probably doing it at the time I was doing my interview. I'm like, okay, Al's doing comedy. I'm going to ask the guys, because they travel the world, what their go-to joke is. Maybe that'll loosen it up, conversation.
Have one or two.
Right. So that's what I decided to do. Do you guys have a go-to joke? I like to ask this of celebrities. When you like meet somebody, do you have a go-to joke that
I don't have a joke, but I should tell you what happened to me yesterday. Yesterday I went to a zoo.
Uh-huh.
They only had one dog. It was a zoo.
You like that?
I did like that joke. I'm like, okay.
Funny.
And he got the smirk on his face like he was happy. Like, okay.
Yeah, because he's not... probably not used to people laughing at him like a comedian.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I got Chris. And I have one that's based in England, and since you guys are over there, I would like to try it on you guys.
Oh,
and you might have heard it before, and I want to see if you like it. So there's this guy, and he's in a pub in England, and he overhears these two ladies sitting at the bar, but they had like different accents. So he's really wondering, like, where are they from? Like, they're not from around here in England. So he walked over to them, and he goes, excuse me, ladies, where are you guys from? And the lady looks at him and snarky goes, Wales, idiot. And so he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. Where are you Wales from? And a big congratulations to him for the weekend. They didn't laugh.
Just kept moving.
They didn't laugh.
I did laugh.
That was me laughing. That was me laughing.
They laughed.
He chuckled
a little bit.
He didn't return the laugh that I gave him.
Yeah, it's bad when the person telling the joke. Take this from a professional.
Oh!
When you're laughing harder than the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm telling a British joke, you know? A British friend of mine told me, I'm like, this should hit with these guys. It should hit.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm just going to move on.
Yeah.
So I went on to him for the weekend. Beyonce. Do you call her Bae or Beyonce? What do you guys call her?
The queen of music.
Mm-hmm. How'd that come about? Do you guys sit around and you're writing?
We're all just thinking of jokes now. There's no point in asking any serious questions. One of us, I guarantee.
Awesome.
And I lost
thinking about.
If you think of another joke, Chris, you can bring it up whenever you want.
Do you have gambling odds over here, like 10-1, and it's more of a British thing, right?
No, we do. We have gambling odds.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I put some money on a horse yesterday at 10-1. It came in at 4:15. What drug do ducks have a problem with? Quack cocaine.
And one last question before I let you guys go. You're vegetarian, so.
What?
Come on, dude.
He's loving that.
Yeah.
He's so excited. Should have
kept going with the joke.
Hour.
No, he should have done a knock-knock
no,
joke.
No, we edit this down, of course, but I'm trying to do questions, and every time I ask Chris a question, he doesn't answer.
He's thinking.
He's giving me jokes.
Good.
Which is different.
That's great.
Is it good? Okay.
Good.
Then I'm like, man. I'm not getting any
He's
answers.
He's digging it.
I'm just getting jokes from Chris Martin.
When you get them to buy into your bit, whatever your bit is, you get a celeb to
then
buy
you just
into
go
your
with
bit.
It.
Right. Yeah. And I let him. Every time he would just do a joke, I would be like, okay, he didn't want to answer that. I'll just move on to the next
question.
One. Right.
Your vegetarian stories are intriguing to me because you guys were vegetarian. You, Johnny, switched in Asia or something?
In Japan, yeah.
In Japan because somebody fed you and you didn't know that it was meat and you liked it?
Yeah. I mean, I did know it was meat. I was trying to explain that I didn't eat meat and I was in a hotel where no one really spoke any English, and I don't speak any Japanese whatsoever.
Right.
And the first course that came out was this beef dish, and it was like...
Whatever, I'll just do it. And then, so you turned you.
Yes.
It's just a little... And what about you, Chris? Are you vegetarian or not anymore?
No, I'm not. I used to have two pairs of trousers to play golf, but I got a hole in one.
He liked it.
See?
And you know what? Probably refreshing for him.
Right. I didn't get serious with him. I tried. But he was bringing the heat with the jokes.
None of it.
I could have had him partner up with me at the Hard Rock.
Right.
I mean, at the House of Blues.
I'm pretty sure that is the first and probably the only interview where Chris Martin only answers in joke.
That's awesome.
Right?
I think it's awesome.
I'm pretty sure that might be it.
I think it's awesome.
Man, I was so nervous.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, it went well.
Thanks, Kelly.
Not a disaster.
I was so nervous that it was going to sound like a disaster, but actually,
it was
funny.
I thought it was great.
That's our Coldplay interview. We'll have that up at KidNation.com if you want to listen to it again, if you came in the middle of it. That was Chris Martin and Johnny from Coldplay.
I thought it was fantastic, JC, and I know comedy.
You sure do, Big Al Mac. Wow. Beat the Bank is coming back, if you didn't hear us talk about it earlier.
Yep.
But there's a little twist to it.
There is. You need to sign up at KidNation.com. That's right. You sign up at KidNation.com, then listen on weekdays at 6:50 and 7:50 Central to hear your name.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it. See, that's different. Just make sure you sign up. And you only have to sign up once at KidNation.com. So
booyah.
You're not going to have to do it every single day. Once you do it, you're set to go. Just make sure you listen at those times. And we're going to start that Monday, September 12th. So we'll try to play with the kids in the car, too, because I know the kids love playing along with Beat the Bank.
Uh-huh.
And coming up next, it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Those things you have always done, Kid Nation. You think it's a normal thing. You've done it your whole life. And one day, it takes one person to look at you and finally go, dude, homegirl, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You thought it was perfectly normal this whole time. Give us a call with yours. 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Do you talk to your dishes? Do you use the one on the bottom because you feel like their feelings are going to be hurt?
Yeah.
Do you collect your hair strands and put them in a box?
I didn't have a brush on my trip to Seattle, and I needed to smooth my ponytail out.
Uh-huh.
I used my toothbrush.
You may want to call in for Does That Make Me Dirty, Jenna?
I think that makes me inventive.
And a slightly crazy.
Wow.
It worked great.
It did?
Your hair would
I'll try it next time.
It just tasted like hairspray after.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Remix. We're not going to continue the show until Big Al Mac decides to show up. Does that make us crazy? Did he go to the deli?
Where
did
he go? I don't know.
Bathroom?
He went to the deli. He's been doing that a lot lately. There. He went. Did he go to the deli?
He already went earlier.
Where's he at?
Where is he?
Does he know that
I think
we're doing
he forgets we do a radio show. He's been doing this a lot lately.
I think he's traumatized. I think he's having post
from the comedy
traumatic comedy syndrome, lack of comedy syndrome.
Do you think he's jealous that Chris Martin had better jokes?
What was your excuse today, Al?
Sometimes 6 minutes.
No, what were you? Did you really go to the bathroom? Is that really what it was?
Yeah.
What were you doing in the bathroom?
It was a double triple, man.
And you know what's funny? The first person he saw when he walked in.
He phone with you and a timer so you know exactly how much time you have to get back.
It wouldn't have mattered. I couldn't come back.
Yeah, you could.
Who's the first person you saw when you walked in?
George.
Our boss.
It's happened more and more often, actually.
Yeah. I'm getting older, Kelly.
I thought it was 10:09 when you, like, after the show you used to go.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
All right, buddy. Phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Does that make me crazy? Those things you do that you thought were normal. They're not normal. We'll let you know if you're crazy. Maybe crazy Hall of Fame. We don't know. You can also text us. We got a couple text messages here. When I pass by a dark window that I can't see out of, I always wave in the event that I'm being watched. That person I can think I could see them too. Does that make me crazy?
I've done that, actually.
Have you ever done that in the bathroom when it looks like they have a double-sided mirror?
Yeah.
Right by the urinals? I'll wave, like, hey, I see you guys looking at me.
I do it at the ATM.
Yeah.
Right.
So I always feel like someone's watching, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's smart, just in case they are watching. I don't know if you're crazy. This one for sure is, I pretend to be asleep so I can bite my husband and hear him scream.
Huh?
And then sent another text. Oh, I also walk by him and bite him when he's not looking.
Okay, that's
make me crazy.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, you're crazy.
That's crazy.
Biter.
I'd be afraid that he'd have like a jerk reaction where he'd like elbow her in the face or something. No, not even on purpose. Like, I would just have like a reaction.
Yeah, for sure.
You'd break your nose or something. I wouldn't be doing that.
I don't like the biting.
That's crazy. No.
I wonder if...
And cruel a little bit.
He must biting do something back.
I mean, biting? I don't like that.
Some people find that sexy.
I don't like that.
A little slight bite.
No.
A little slight bite. Let's go to the phones here. Doing Does That Make Me Crazy? Samuel, welcome.
Hey.
What's up? Hey. What's go ahead.
So, either before or after I play a video game, I'll write a story about it, about my character in the game. Does that make me crazy?
What takes longer, writing the story or the actual playing of the game?
No, like, actually, like, taking the character from the game and make my own story about it.
Dude, yes! I love that. Dude, what games do you play?
I like playing kind of older games, so right now I'm in the middle of Star Fox Adventures.
Uh-huh.
And what's your story?
I'm still working on it, actually. It takes place after the game, after the ending, and it makes it ready for another game.
Hmm. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I play sports games, Samuel, and I create a character in Madden, and then I pretend like I'm friends with the players in the game.
Yeah.
So, I do the same thing. Like right now, my best friend, because my character plays for the Dallas Cowboys, he's best friends with Barry Church, because we're both safeties. So, does that make us crazy, guys?
Yep.
Yeah. We're crazy, Samuel.
Oh, man.
But I think that's cool. He said, oh, man.
Are you glad or mad?
Yeah, you want to be crazy. That's a cool crazy, Samuel.
I'm crazy already, so if I know it, I'm not crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, you're crazy, Dub.
Yeah,
we'll go with that. Hey, Crystal.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead. We'll see if you're crazy or not.
Okay, this sounds weird, but at my job in our bathroom, we have one of those old school scales. Mm-hmm. So, like, before I use the restroom, I weigh myself. And after I use the restroom, I weigh myself to see if I lost, like, 1 or 2 pounds.
Yeah.
Does that make me crazy?
No.
Have you ever lost 1 to 2 pounds?
Yes, actually.
Whoa.
What's the most you've lost?
I mean, I just drink a lot of water, so I guess I'm usually there all the time. Mm-hmm. So
right.
I got you.
Yeah, that's cute crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How much do you think you lost?
Oh, I probably lost a couple right there.
Yeah.
Y'all. You guys grossed me out.
Thank you, Crystal.
Sorry.
Hey, Kat.
Hey, guys.
Thanks, Trey.
Go ahead.
What I think makes me crazy
is
that on my days off, and I only get 1 a week, it gives me no type of pleasure more than to deep clean my house. I mean, getting under the furniture, scrubbing all the toilets, cleaning the oven. It's like there's nothing else I'd rather do than clean my house.
Wow. On your day off,
I wish
you
it was
work,
therapeutic
work, work.
For me like that. Yeah.
It is. It's just the best feeling. And especially as soon as you're done with everything and it's like maybe 2-3 o'clock, then you have the rest of the day to enjoy and bask in the cleanliness. It's like amazing.
I am so jealous of people like you, Kat.
Enjoy cleaning.
Yeah, like I wish I enjoyed cleaning.
I dread it.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that a lot, actually, so I am really thankful for it.
Yeah. You're crazy, I wish I was like you.
I think that's slightly crazy.
Yeah.
I think.
Kelly, do you like cleaning?
I don't like it, no.
I mean, you do it because you got
to
do it.
I'll do it. Sometimes I'll get real motivated to declutter. I don't like cleaning as much as I do decluttering.
Right. Yeah.
That's two different
organizing.
Things.
Yeah.
I love throwing stuff away. I love it.
Yeah. Jenna, I know you don't like cleaning.
No, I throw stuff away, though.
Yeah.
I'm good about that.
Jenna will throw away stuff before she cleans. Like, if it's either pick it up and put it somewhere, she'll go, no, I'll just throw it away.
Hang it. No. Ow.
No way. Out of here. Put it in the books. Angelina. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Are you on your way to school right now?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
How old are you?
12.
12 years old.
So you're about the 6th grade?
No, I'm in 7th
grade.
7th
grade.
Ooh. Big girl.
And okay. You already want to know if you're crazy or not. Go ahead, ask us.
I'm kind of addicted to the smell of books.
You're addicted to the smell of books.
That is kind
Angelina,
of a,
I'm with you.
Kind of a cool
I
smell.
Love how some books smell.
Yeah.
I just put my nose right in the book.
Right in the crack of the book?
Mm-hmm.
Do you take a deep breath every time you open up the book in class, Angelina?
Sometimes I'll like freaking plant my face in it.
Mm-hmm. Plant your face in it.
What's your favorite?
Did you say sometimes I'll freaking plant my face in it?
Yeah. Serious.
What book smells Angelina. The best? What school book smells the best?
The really new one smells really nice.
Gotcha.
Yeah, of course, the nice ones.
Well, good luck in school.
Good luck. You're kind of crazy. We'll take one more here. Let's go with Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I think belly buttons are the most disgusting part of the human body. Yeah. And so I will keep like alcohol swabs or alcohol and Q-tips on me at all times, and I'll clean my belly button 3 or 4 times a day. Wow. I'm a nurse.
Yeah,
they are absolutely disgusting.
Do you have a deep?
Do you have a deep belly
hole
button?
Of a belly button?
No, I really don't.
Shallow belly button.
Mm.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
they are weird.
I don't get our belly buttons.
To be that obsessed, I think it's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
long time ago, we did almost a whole show on belly buttons. Remember, Kel?
We did.
Yeah.
And
probably before me, right?
Yeah. This was at the other building. Yeah. And I don't know what started it. I think it was because of Kelly saying,
probably me.
You smelled bad or something.
Yeah. Does your belly button stink, Kelly?
I think that's what it was.
I was saying one day, you know, like you're like, I'm not talking about now.
Yeah.
I've been working on this show for like 22 years.
Yeah, yeah. This was, I'm serious.
It's like, I was like, you take a shower. Have you ever smelled your belly button? Because, you know, sometimes you're washing. You have to get in there and clean because stuff gets trapped in there.
It never smells.
That lint in the...
Never, because you always smell it.
I've tried to
you
smell it.
You need to
before.
Get in there and you need to really clean it. I'll get like Q-tips and alcohol, and I'll get in there and really clean it because I'm very obsessed with stinky belly buttons.
Like her, do you think?
I don't want my belly buttons.
Do you think yours stinks right now?
I don't. I'm not going to try it.
Would you let Al try it?
No.
I don't want to smell our belly button.
Will you smell Al?
I'm just obsessed with having a clean belly button.
Yeah.
I was. I don't think I'm not nearly as. I used to be much more OCD than I am now.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go barefoot in hotels. I couldn't. I had to wear flip flops in hotel showers. I'd never take a bath in a hotel.
I take a toilet bowl cleaner and clean my belly button.
Yeah,
Al's got a big belly button.
Big belly button.
Al's got a big old belly button.
Oh yeah.
Hi, Amber.
Hi, JC.
All right, let's see if you're crazy or not. Go ahead.
Okay. When I'm going to bed at night, I have to make sure that my cat's in the house, and I make her sleep on my head.
Why?
And if she tries to get up in the middle of the night, I'll take her and put her in my pillowcase and put my hand on her just to keep her there. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yes.
And
you ever put
murder.
Those bobby pins on there to make sure your cat stays there?
No, but I might.
Yeah, you should try that. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think I might.
Does she purr on your head?
Does she?
No. Does she what?
Purr
on your head?
Yeah, she purrs on my head until she gets up in the middle of the night, and I keep trying to make her stay there. Then she gets a little angry.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's cute. I like it though. Did you see the video or the pictures of the cat that was holding hands with their owner? They were taking him for his last vet visit.
Mm-hmm.
It was on BuzzFeed.
No,
it'll make you cry. I'm not a big cat fan, but are you single right now, Amber?
No, I'm married.
How's your husband like the cat in the bed?
He doesn't mind. He's kind of used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she has to lay on my head. And the minute that she gets up, no matter if it's like 2, 3, 4, I go and grab her, and that's usually when she goes in the pillowcase.
Yeah, you could. In the pillowcase.
In the pillowcase.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
What puts it over
that's
the edge
for
me.
That's what you put
me.
It right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got us on that one. Congratulations. Let's take one more here from Howard. Hi, Howard.
Good morning, guys. Jared.
Good morning,
how
sir.
Are you doing?
I'm you know what? I'm really ecstatic beyond control. You guys have no idea. I've been here for almost 20 years. I've been trying to get through for over a decade, and I finally got through.
Yay!
My man.
So, all right. Today's the day.
Well, let's hear it.
Welcome to the show. Let's hear yours.
All right. I don't know if it's crazy or just messy, but I kind of create stories or different scenarios between family members, and it gets to the point where they get upset with each other because of the stories that I created. Like, my son will do something crazy, and my wife asks him, why did you do that? He said, I don't know, and she'll send him out the room. And I'll create a whole conversation about what could have been said, and she'll get mad and call him back and send him the time out because of it.
Wow. It's very detailed.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not just with the kids. It's with the dog. It's with the daughter. It's with the everybody.
Do you ever get your stories that you make up confused with real life?
No, because the stuff that happens in the story are just way too interesting.
Oh.
And sometimes life is just boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sound a lot like Anthony Anderson, Howard.
You know what? I met the guy. He's a wonderful person.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool people. Yeah.
You sound
and,
a
little. Also, I need to let you guys know I was very, very heartbroken when y'all came to New Orleans. And I was unable to meet you guys at the country club over there in Gretna.
Oh, man. Turn on your mic, Kelly.
I understand JC wasn't even there, and that's the one I wanted to meet the most.
Aw.
Then Big Al.
Well, we'll come back.
Kelly. The only reason why Kelly is last is because now she has a boyfriend, and I used to love Kelly.
You still love
Hello,
me?
I'm Alan.
You just can't have me.
I love you, but, you know, I used to love you.
I know. I'm sorry, baby.
Hey Howard, Big Al and I are going to be in Baton Rouge next month.
Yeah, we're actually coming to Baton Rouge, so maybe you can make a drive down there.
Come hang out with us.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, you know, I can come to Baton Rouge. You guys can come to New Orleans, either or. Just if you come to New Orleans, bring something to put on the grill.
My man. All right, we'll make it happen, Howard. We definitely want to meet you, buddy.
I want to hang out with that guy.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do. I'm crazy.
Oh, Howard, pleasure talking to you, man.
Yeah, man, be good.
Hopefully we see you next month. I like him.
Yeah.
That's a dude right there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, Kelly Raspberry has some homework for the show.
She does.
Even though all the teachers are trying the no homework, Kelly wants to bring homework to the show.
Okay.
Well, my daughter's teacher, what they do at their school now is they give homework like on Monday. And they have all week to complete it.
A lot of homework?
Done by Friday. Not a lot, but our teacher let us know, because, you know, I'm in this with Emma Kelly, that fourth grade is all about writing.
Okay.
And she's going to be doing a lot of writing.
And she likes doing that.
That's she's great. Excited about it. She loves reading, and reading is really important to her, and it kind of goes hand in hand with writing.
Okay. Yeah.
So she'll be keeping a lot of journals and stuff. So I guess just to kind of get them warmed up for the things they were going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like last week was just a let's all get to know each other week. This is when the real work starts this week. But last week was just like play fun. Let's get along.
Man, it's crazy. We went from Emma Kelly's first words to her writing now.
Yeah. So they all were given an assignment. In fourth grade.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pick your favorite body part and write about it, which I thought was a little interesting.
Pick your favorite body part.
Interesting. I never really thought about it, you know.
Okay.
What would you pick, JC?
I don't know.
I would pick my legs.
Okay. Yeah, you have great legs.
Because I've always been told since I was in high school, my legs are my best feature.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, so I'd probably pick that. But you can also talk about, you know, what they do for you. Thanks to my legs, I can run. You know, I can get where I want to go. Or, you know, one kid picked his neck.
Okay.
Because it's very flexible and he can turn it and it balances his head and he can crack his neck and stuff. That was what when we went for Meet the Parent Night, they had all what they chose up on this big bulletin board and the teacher took a picture of all these favorite body parts.
Okay.
Another kid did pick the legs.
Uh-huh.
Some kids picked their hair.
Any kids picked their nose?
For smelling. Some kid picked their ears. Because I can hear things and wear fun earrings. My daughter picked her face.
Your daughter picked her face as her favorite body part.
She did.
Okay. There's a lot on there.
That's right. So they posted a picture of her sweet face.
Okay.
You know, up on the board. And then you get to read why she loves her face.
Okay.
Please.
Go ahead.
She says, I love my face. I love all of the things on my face. I love the shape of my face. Mm-hmm. I love my eyes because they are the color of a deep roast coffee.
Yes.
Dark roast coffee. Right. I'm sorry, I misread.
Uh-huh.
And I can see lots of colorful things. I like my nose because I can breathe in so many wonderful things like cakes, flowers, and definitely not trash cans.
Yeah,
definitely not.
I like my ears because I can hear kind words and pretty songs. I can also hear directions from my teachers and parents.
Oh.
Suck
up. Yeah, look at her. Yeah,
teacher.
Yeah, for sure.
I like my mouth because I have a pretty smile, pretty teeth, and I can sing songs with it. I love my hair because it has wavy curls and is the beautiful color of chestnut.
Flowing chestnut mane. Your daughter inherited that.
Oh, my daughter's teacher. Ego is not a problem in Raspberry Manor.
Clearly.
No, it's not.
So you want us to do what tomorrow? That same thing? Pick our body part?
Sure.
Blowing pick chestnut
your
mane.
Yes. She inherited it from me.
Okay. Pick our favorite body part about ourselves.
Yeah. Or do you want us to do it as the teacher test? And we do it in the teacher test on Friday.
You can do whatever you
That's
want.
That's a good idea.
Day.
Or we could do them at each other.
What's your favorite? We just draw it out of a hat.
Favorite party part is for each other. That is awesome.
Okay, we'll draw out of a hat. So we'll do that tomorrow for each other, and then we'll do ourselves for the teacher test.
Ourselves. Okay, we can do ourselves for the teacher. That's better.
So
though.
We have to write about what we love about each other's body.
Yeah. So we'll pull.
That's way better.
We'll pull during the break.
Way more awkward.
Way more awkward and way less narcissistic. Yeah.
Oh man, what are we? Who's gonna
that
get
that? That could be awkward.
Yeah, it's gonna be so awkward.
I don't know what I would. Oh,
speaking of awkward,
I know what I'd pick on Al.
What
you would?
Yeah, automatically.
Well, she doesn't want to tell you.
Say.
Just in case she does get you.
Okay.
Speaking of awkward, you ran into the hot guy from the shoe store, didn't you, Jenna?
I did not, but I got an interesting Facebook message.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I was kind of catching up last night after my flight got in on social media because I wanted to see what I missed on the show.
Here's what happened. Kelly went shopping for running shoes.
I think I'm going to run. Well, I am.
She's active.
I'm going to commit. I'm going to run another 5K. Yeah. I haven't done it in a few years, but I know enough to know that if you don't have the right shoes, it is a disaster.
Right.
You can get shin splints. My daughter tried running with me yesterday, and we weren't even a mile in, and she started getting shin splints.
Yeah.
So I got to take her to get fitted, too. It's not just for adults, for kids, too.
Okay.
So the guy fitting me for shoes was super hot,
super cute, dreamy, and single.
Unlike me, who is not single and is very taken, Alan, I love you so much. I know you're listening. But still, I mean, I thought for other friends of mine who may be needing running shoes, this is who you need to go see because it's hot and single.
Sure.
So I got a message on my personal page from someone I know that said, "Hey, Jenna, this is silly, but I'm working with a new trainer on running mechanics who is totally the guy Kelly was talking about on Friday. If she wants his contact info, I have it, and he's down for trying dating again.
But
he
not
is
with
very
me.
Very cute.
Not dating me.
Not with Kelly.
I don't want his contact.
With Jenna, maybe?
That's the impression I got, though. Maybe he wanted to go out with you.
No. I think she was sending that for Jenna.
So you're turning him down right now on national radio.
If she wants his contact info,
yeah,
I have it, and he's down for trying dating again.
Jenna again.
Uh-huh. Kelly says no. Would you like the sloppy seconds, Jenna? Yes or no?
I don't think he was interested in me because he would have had an opportunity to ask me.
Maybe he runs Ironmans, and I don't want to be with someone that does that. That is too... Mm.
Does he run Ironmans?
That's too much activity.
I know he's a professional runner. He's sponsored. He said he's sponsored. Yeah. He's a professional runner. That's what he does for a living.
Maybe we'll do a dating thing on the show, and we can get him a girlfriend.
Right.
Since you love him so much.
Or maybe you can write about your favorite body part.
No.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.